This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Cold nipping at your nose, cheeks red as a rose. Old man winter is here. Horses pull a sleigh down the moonlit trail, out through the snow-covered fields. Sleigh bells jingling, ring, ring, ringling, fills our hearts with delight. There's magic in the air, we'll laugh away our cares, gliding along through the snow on a cold winter's night. Dashing through the snow, our hearts are all aglow, blanket pulled up to our chin. As the sleigh bells ring, Yuletide songs we'll sing over and over again. Sleigh bells jingling, ring, ring, ringling, fills our hearts with delight. There's magic in the air, we'll laugh away our cares, gliding along through the snow on a cold winter's night. My poor heart let out a sigh when I saw that twinkle in your eye. Sleigh bells jingling, ring, ring, ringling, fills our hearts with delight. There's magic in the air, we'll laugh away our cares, gliding along through the snow on a cold winter's night. What a beautiful sight on a cold winter's night.
He's joined us from Kingston, New Hampshire, songwriter who's been recorded by many great performers. He's got a couple CDs out himself. The Undertow was the one that we talked about last time he was in. And he's got some seasonal favorites as well. And just came out with a bluegrass gospel album of his tunes performed by various artists like Claire Lynch, Dave Adkins, the Cox Family, Larry Cordell, and more, called Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout. Please welcome to the Folk Show, Mr. Rick Lang. Thanks for coming by, Rick.
So good to be here, and thanks for the invitation. I love the show.
Tell us about that tune.
That particular tune is one that I wrote for and recorded on my first Christmas release called The Season of My Heart. And when I get into songwriting, I've found that I had a strong affection for the winter season, and I try to incorporate writing Christmas and seasonal themes in some of my songs. And then over time, I accumulated quite a few tunes, enough to do a record. And so I did an album called The Season of My Heart. This was one of those songs that was on there, one of the first ones that I wrote for the album. But what you just heard is a different version of it. The version that's on the original album is a very up-tempo, fast bluegrass song, so fast I can barely keep up. And over time, I tried different ways of playing the song, and I just tried this kind of slow jazz feel version that's reminiscent of some of the songs of the 30s and 40s, and found I really liked that, so I created this arrangement for it that is fun to play.
Well, the Season of My Heart was produced by Bob Dick, and he's one of the performers, isn't he, that's on the tour with you for the tour that's called Christmas in New England Concert Tour. Some of the shows that are coming up, we've got one that's happening in Glastonbury, Connecticut on the 7th. He'll be in Brentwood with a bunch of friends on Saturday the 8th, and then Newburyport, Mass., just over the border, on that Saturday, December 15th at the Belleville Congregational Church. Want to tell us about some of the folks that are going to be joining you for the Christmas in New England Concert Tour?
Sure thing. They're all good friends. We started this thing about 15 years ago, and originally it started as the Blackstone Valley Bluegrass Band as one act. Roger and Amy Williams as another act, and Rick Lang and friends as a third act. Well, everything evolved and changed over time, and today, instead of different bands and different acts, we're a cast of eight people that include Bob Dick and his wife, Chrissy. Chrissy sings. She's got a beautiful voice. And Bob plays seven or eight different instruments during the course of the show.
Now, he was in a band for a while, wasn't he?
Bob was in the Blackstone Valley Bluegrass Band.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a producer and has produced a couple of my albums, including Season of My Heart and the Undertow recording. Mm-hmm. And then Dave Dick plays banjo and mandolin, acoustic guitar during the show and sings. And Karen Lincoln Wilbur sings during the show, and she's a phenomenal singer. She used to be with a band called Way Station years ago, and she's been part of the tour since the beginning. And Amy Gallatin, one of New England's finest singers and entertainers, is part of the show. And Roger Williams, one of the top three dobro players in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, is featured in the show.
He used to be in the New England Bluegrass Band, right?
He did, and he was in quite a few bands. He was in White Mountain Bluegrass, a local band for quite a few years, New England Bluegrass Band, and he actually recorded with Joe Val, one of Joe Val's early records way back a long time ago. So, and Roger's playing is just exceptional. It's a featured part of our show. And Ken Taylor, who was in the Blackstone Valley Bluegrass Band, plays bass. And then there's me, Rick Lang, the songwriter. I'm part of the show and get a chance to do some of my homemade songs during the concerts, and that's a lot of fun.
Now, was one of the Dick boys in a group called Salamander Crossing?
That would be Dave.
Oh, okay.
I think Dave... actually, Dave and Roger were part of Southern Rail for a few years, and then they moved on from that. And then for a couple years or so, Dave was part of Northern Lights for a while, and then he was part of Salamander Crossing.
Okay.
So he's really been around.
Rick Lang is joining an all-star crew for the 2018 Christmas in New England Concert Tour. Want to play another tune for us, Rick?
Sure. Tell you what, I'll play a tune that we don't do on the show. I purposely would not play any sad heartbreak songs on the Christmas tour because we kind of keep pretty upbeat themes. But I wrote the song a few years ago that I really love and plan to record someday. Called The Christmas Blues. And when I wrote it, I had the idea for the song, but I couldn't come up with any music that that really suited me and resonated with me. So when I was in Nashville one time, I connected with this phenomenal guitarist, Pat Burgesson, who's one of Nashville's hottest guitar players, sidemen. And he's been on anybody who's... who you've heard of in Nashville, he's probably been on their records, and he's a blues harpist as well. So I went to his house, told him about the song idea, and asked if he would create some music for the song. So in an afternoon, he came up with this beautiful melody and this chord progression, and I came back and wrote the lyric to it. It's called The Christmas Blues, and it goes like this. Thank you.
Clock strikes 12 on Christmas Eve. Lights are blinking on the tree. I'm all alone with those Christmas blues. My baby told me that she'd be here, bringing lots of Yuletide cheer. If she don't show, I don't know what I'll do. I'll pace the floor back and forth, hoping for the phone to ring. Should she knock upon my door, it would fill my heart with glee. Mistletoe is hanging down. My lover's nowhere to be found. Woe is me, I've got those Christmas blues. I pour another glass of wine and try and drown my tears. Thoughts go racing through my mind, and I face my greatest fears. Could she be with someone else, leaving me up on the shelf? Woe is me, I've got those Christmas blues. I don't know what I'll do. I got the Christmas blues.
Rick Lang here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with the Christmas blues, but not really. You don't really have the Christmas blues, do you, Rick?
Absolutely not.
He loves the season, and we love hanging out with Rick Lang. We're going to do that some more in just a moment after this quick break.
When there's a lot of news, there also can be a lot of noise. Important facts can get mixed in with less important details until it all becomes one big blob of noise. At All Things Considered, we filter out that noise so you can know the facts.
This is All Things Considered.
Hear the bigger picture. Listen to All Things Considered every afternoon.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners. And Portsmouth Bath Company, local and independent bath and kitchen sales showrooms specializing in helping contractors, designers, and homeowners with refreshing ideas. PortsmouthBathCO.com. And Colonial Theater in Keene presenting Cirque Mechanics, 42 feet on December 9th. Tickets at thecolonial.org. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is Rick Lang. He's got a Christmas in New England concert tour coming up with all kinds of folks like Bob Dick, Roger Williams, Dave Dick, and Amy Gallatin. Kieran Wilbur, Ken Taylor, Chrissy Dick is also in the show. Lots of fun planned for Glastonbury, Connecticut on the 7th. They'll be hanging out in Brentwood on December 8th. That show's at the Pilgrim United Church of Christ. And then on the 15th, they'll be in Newburyport over at the Belleville Congregational Church on High Street. For details about the show, you could visit ChristmasInNewEngland.net. And also you can click on a link on our folk calendar at nhpr.org. Rick's also been involved in a project called the Bluegrass Gospel Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout Collection. And these tunes are all from the pen of Rick Lang. Folks like Claire Lynch, Marty Rabin, and the Whites are on the CD. How did this all happen, Rick? This was a long time in process, right?
It really was, and thanks for asking about the new release. Back in 2010, I produced and released my first gospel record called Look to the Light, and actually did pretty well. I was nominated for a IBMA Gospel of the Year Award and a GMA Dev Award, and that was quite amazing for my first gospel release. Well, after the dust had settled from the album, I asked my good friend Jerry Sally that if I ever put out another gospel record someday, would he be interested in producing it for me? Because Jerry's one of my one of my songwriting heroes. He's done a lot of great things in gospel music, and I hope that someday I could work with him on an album. So a couple of years ago, I realized I had accumulated enough songs to do another gospel record, and I called Jerry up and asked him if he would still be interested, and he said he definitely was. So we got together and spent several months kind of going over material and, you know, planning to record an album together. And that's kind of how it started.
Is Jerry Sally related to Raleigh Sally? Do you know?
I don't really think so.
Oh, okay.
But he's an amazing producer. He produces artists like Christy Cox. He's produced albums for Darren and Brooke Aldridge in the past. So a lot of the songs that I had in my kind of catalog of songs for this record were co-writes that I songs I've written with other writers in the Nashville area. Becky Buller was one of them. Billy Smith was somebody I wrote with. John Weisberger was one. And Jeff Walter. And then I got together with Jerry and Mark Brinkman and wrote. It was a year ago last spring when I was in town. We spent 3 days together writing songs for the album and came up with four new tunes.
Wow.
That made it onto the Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout record.
Do you do this mostly face-to-face, or do you ever do this by mail?
Well, a lot of times I do it by email or Skype, but with all the people involved with this record, it was face-to-face, sitting down in a room, coming up with an idea for a song, starting from scratch, and working your way through it.
The name of the album again is Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout, and it features a whole lot of great artists from the pen of Rick Lang. So we're talking tonight not only about this album, but about the Christmas in New England concert tour with Rick Lang and friends. Got another tune you can play for us that you might be playing in the show, Rick?
I would love to. Here's a song I wrote 3 or 4 years ago that we actually performed at this year's show for the first time. In addition to being involved with songwriting and music, I've been in the lumber business in the forest products industry for going on 48 years to this day. And in the early part of my career, I spent a lot of time in the woods, involved marking timber, working with loggers, working with foresters, working with sawmills, people who worked outside year-round. And I gained a great appreciation for how hard these people worked because they just didn't work outside when it was nice out. They worked every day, whether it was raining, whether it was windy, whether it was cold, if they were waist-deep in snow. These were real lumberjack-type people. And I made a lot of friends working outside in the woods and with the forest products in the industry over the years. And I was thinking back on it, and I wanted to write a song as a tribute to these people who really kind of endured working outside year-round. So I wrote the song called On a Cold Winter's Night. This is sort of my tribute song to my lumberjack heroes. It goes like this. Been outside since daybreak, I'm frozen to the core, skidding fresh cut timber through the ice and snow. The temperature's dropping, it's almost 10 below out on this old woods road. One more hour till quitting time and I'll be headed home. Take off these old work boots, rest these aching bones. Warm myself beside that old potbelly stove on this cold winter's night. Supper's on the table, put on a change of clothes. Wonderful aroma is coming from the stove. There's nothing tastes as good as homemade stew in a bowl on this cold winter's night.
on this cold winter's night. The wind is howling just outside our cabin door, and snow is a-drifting right up to the window, higher than it's ever been before. It's hard to imagine how any creature could survive out in the elements on the stormy night. Live before the grace of God, go you or I, on this cold winter's night. Still a few more chores to do before I go to bed. Shovel out a path, bring some cordwood from the shed. Can't risk running out, or we just might freeze to death on this cold winter's night. Read the kids a story before I tuck them in. Make sure those wool blankets are pulled up to their chins. Put a log in the fire and keep the lantern lit on this cold winter's night. On this cold winter's night, the wind is howling just outside our cabin door, and snow is drifting right up to the window, higher than it's ever been before. It's hard to imagine how any creature could survive out in the elements on the stormy night. Live it for the grace of God, go you or I, on this cold winter's night. Cold winter's night. Cold winter's night.
Rick Lang in our studio is here to tell us about the show that's going on at over in Brentwood on December 8th. And the one in Newburyport, that's on December 15th, featuring an all-star crew. It's the Christmas in New England concert tour. Tell me, Rick, folks that are the lineup that you're doing, it's like an ensemble with all these folks. Is it going to be all original holiday music, or do you also have some classics mixed in there?
The show has evolved into its present stage, which is a combination of some traditional Christmas songs, some contemporary Christmas songs, some of the classics, and some original material. And I usually supply the original material. So it's really kind of a broader brush of all sorts of elements come in. What we've done is we've encouraged everybody who's part of the cast to bring in new songs every year, and it doesn't matter where they come from, what genre of music. So everybody would bring in these new songs that come from all over the place, and we would kind of incorporate them into the show. And I think because of that, it's made the show really kind of interesting, because it's just not one style and kind of music. It's just more, it's very diverse.
Mm-hmm. 15 years you've been doing this.
15 years.
Do you remember the first one?
I do. And let me just share a little bit about how the whole thing started. A little over 15 years ago, my buddy Bob Dick recorded a solo Christmas record called Tidings of Comfort and Joy. And it was a bluegrass Christmas record. He had a vision of doing well-known Christmas songs in a bluegrass style. So he worked up these arrangements. He played all the instruments and did all the singing and all the parts by himself, and it's an amazing record. And he got it done. It took him years and years to do it, but when he got it finished, he needed to promote it. So he thought about, you know, doing shows to promote the new Christmas record. At the exact same time, he was in the process of producing my own Christmas album, The Season of My Heart. All original Christmas songs that I had written for me, and a lot of the people on our tour were actually on that record. So we had Bob's album and my new Christmas album, and we thought about, well, we should start doing some shows, combined shows to promote both releases. So we did a couple of shows down in his area at a local high school as part of a Christmas program in another venue. And then eventually Bob came up with the idea of doing the show at his church in Northbridge, Mass, at the Rockdale Congregational Church. And we actually did the show up on the altar of the church, and it was kind of a novel idea. And we didn't know if it was going to work, but people came in and loved it. The show went over great. It was a really beautiful setting for a show. And so we started there 15 years ago. The next year, I tried it at our church up in Brentwood, New Hampshire, and that went over really well. So we've been doing it ever since. And then some of the other cast members did the same thing in their churches. So right now, we have a tour that encompasses five shows in three states, all in churches, and they're all annual traditions. Like, people want us back every year, so it's just kind of a nice tradition to kind of do this tour at the same places.
Rick Lang is our guest here in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a quick break and come back and hear some more from Rick as the Folk Show continues at NHPR.
You listen to NHPR for reporting that you trust and for award-winning journalism that's available to everyone in your community. Hey, I'm Peter Biello, host of All Things Considered. And when you donate to NHPR, you can extend your generosity throughout your community by giving meals to the New Hampshire Food Bank. Contribute $10 a month and pay forward your thank you gift. Instead of choosing a mug or a t-shirt, choose to give 10 meals to the food bank. Give today and pay it forward at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Revels North, presenting the Christmas Revels, a Venetian celebration of the winter solstice, December 13th to 16th at the Hopkins Center in Hanover, revelsnorth.org. And the Turner Group of Concord, architects, engineers, and building scientists celebrating over 25 years of creating sustainable buildings for a healthy environment. HLTurner.com. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're visiting in the studio with Rick Lang. He has a concert tour coming up called Christmas in New England, featuring Amy Gallatin, Karen Lincoln Wilbur, Dave Dick, Roger Williams, Ken Taylor, Chrissy Dick, Bob Dick, and Rick Lang himself. They're going to be over in Brentwood at the Pilgrim United Church of Christ on the 8th after their trip to Glastonbury, Connecticut. And then on the 15th, they'll be over in Newburyport at the Belleville Congregational Church. Can you play another one for us, Rick?
I sure can. I think this is my daughter's favorite song, my favorite Christmas song. It's called On Christmas Eve. Christmas stories have been read. Kids are snuggled in their beds on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. For every little boy and girl, I was right with the world on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. Presents wrapped beneath the tree, some for you, some for me, on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. Stockings have been hung with care in hopes that Saint Nick comes this year. On Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. The home fires are burning bright, choir singing silent night, the spirit of Christmas fills the air. And every heart and every mind, a prayer for peace for all mankind on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. As candles on the windowsill,
I was quiet and so still on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, every hearth is ablaze, and there's a smile on every face on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, the home fires are burning bright, choirs singing silent night, the spirit of Christmas fills the air. In every heart and every mind, a prayer for peace for all mankind on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve tune to get you in the spirit of the holiday from Rick Lang. He says that's one of his favorites, his daughter's favorite tunes. In addition to being a great songwriter, he does some freelance writing for Bluegrass Unlimited magazine. He conducts songwriting workshops in the New England area. And he's also an alumni of the IBMA Leadership Bluegrass Program and chairs the IBMA, that stands for International Bluegrass Music Association, Songwriter Committee, and is a mentor in the IBMA Songwriter Mentor Program. So that's a pretty big deal, Rick, to be so involved in the International Bluegrass Music Association. That keeps you kind of busy, doesn't it?
It really does. And I've been going to the IBMA since probably for about 25 years, going to their annual convention in the World of Bluegrass event that they have. And I was just drawn into the whole spirit of community that they developed there. And the kind of people who are involved in bluegrass music, really, really wonderful down-to-earth people who are out supporting and helping each other. And the sense of volunteerism, they're all pitching in to help keep bluegrass music alive and to support each other. And from the very beginning, that's what really attracted me. It was more that part of it and the people who were involved in it. I said, I want to be around these type of people. And then eventually I had an opportunity to become more involved and contribute, being part of the songwriter committee. And I found it's a way to give back and kind of help. And it's just a very rewarding part of my time.
Now, are all the songwriters bluegrass songwriters?
A lot of them are, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of open to anybody who loves songwriting. Matter of fact, the IBMA Songwriter Mentor Program is open to songwriters who are involved with and like any kind of music. A couple of years ago, I was as one of the mentors. I was asked to mentor a writer who lives here in New Hampshire in Manchester, and I get a hold of him and found out a lot of his interests are it's more Americana music, singer songwriter, music like Bonnie Raitt type songs, mm-hmm. and Buddy Miller type songs, and Lucinda Williams type songs, and that's what he really likes. So I said, well, I'll help you with the songwriting. Let's continue writing songs like that. Whatever your influences are, we'll just keep the songs going in the direction you feel comfortable with. So it's really kind of fun because actually it kind of helped broaden out my horizons as a writer. Immersing myself into music is a little different than what I'm used to.
Rick Lang, his first Christmas release, The Season of My Heart, was voted one of the top 25 albums of the year by the National Folk Radio Survey. And his Look to the Light, an all-gospel CD that he released in 2010, was nominated for a GMA, that's the Gospel Music Association Dove Award, as well as an IBMA Gospel Recorded Event of the Year. And so it'll be great to see what happens with this new collection that you just participated in called Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout, that bluegrass gospel album featuring all kinds of artists. And also looking forward to your next Christmas or holiday CD. When's that going to be?
Well, I really have been thinking about it because my last Christmas album, That's What I Love About Christmas, which is more of a jazz-flavored Christmas mm-hmm. album, happened spontaneously at a time when I wasn't planning to record. It just sort of happened that this is really interesting. I sent a couple of my songs to a producer that I work with, Stephen Mogen, to demo the songs for me so I could pitch them to artists, mm-hmm. trying to get them recorded. So he called me up and he said, I like the songs. He said, you know, these could sound really cool in a jazz music setting. And I had never heard him that way, but I said, if you think that would work, that's fine with me. Record them any way you feel is a good direction to take them. So he recorded these two demos, and they came up with this kind of jazz feel and jazz flavor, and they were wonderful. So a week later, we were planning to do a whole jazz-flavored Christmas album just from those two demos, and within 6 months, we had a new Christmas album out. But it wasn't really a long-term plan. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of other material that I've written since. And then I really would like to do a roots, folk roots, acoustic Christmas album, including songs like the one I just did on on Christmas Eve and on a cold winter's night. And hopefully in the next 2 or 3 years I can delve into that.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is Rick Lang. Rick, we're going to give away a couple CDs. We're going to give away a copy of The Undertow, and we're also going to give away a copy of which CD that you brought along with you tonight?
Either The Season of My Heart.
Okay.
And or That's What I Love About Christmas. Or I brought an extra copy of the new gospel album.
Oh, you
as
did?
Well. Yeah.
Oh, boy. We could do like a little package.
That would be
so
fine.
So maybe we do like a four pack. We'll do the Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout album. That's What I Love About Christmas, The Season of My Heart, and Undertow. We could give away a little package to somebody. Tell us a little bit, remind us, because I know that the Undertow is really so based in your own, pretty much your own environment and your love for the coastline. Do you want to describe that in a different way so people will know what they're going to try to win a little bit later if they missed it before?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I was born and raised in Exeter, New Hampshire, and I lived around this area my entire life. And when I was a little kid, my mom would take us. There were six of us, my sister and if I get the math right, four brothers, myself, my sister, down to the ocean, down to Hampton, Rye Beaches, Wallace Sands, and that whole area. Mm-hmm. We'd go down, you know, several times a week all summer long. So I spent a lot of my early childhood along the coastline at the beaches. And I love being there. And over the course of my life, I've had a lot of experiences that happen near the ocean or on the ocean, or there's analogies between some things in my life and the ocean. So I was always told as a songwriter that you should write what you know and are familiar with. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the bluegrass field write about hills and mountains, but I can't do that. I live near the ocean. Okay. So I would write songs about what I know. So I ended up writing probably a couple dozen songs that have some connection to the ocean. So once I realized that I actually had that, Bob Dick and I get together and plan to record a collection of them called The Undertow. Mm-hmm. And I decided in this particular record, even though I've recorded some albums in Nashville with some friends I have down there, I wanted this to be a collaboration of all people from New England who are friends, people that I've recorded with, performed with, or written with, who really know an awful lot about the ocean and that the New England part of the whole sea mystique because they're familiar with it because they live here. So I had all New England performers and singers on this record. I think there's 17 of us all together. Mm-hmm. Got together and recorded this collection of songs, and it was really a lot of fun.
That came out in March of this year, called The Undertow. So when we give away these CDs, we'll do that a little bit later. We're giving away Rick Lang and Friends, The Season of My Heart. We're also going to be giving out the jazz-flavored album. That's what I love about Christmas, as well as this brand-new release. I just got this in the mailbox last week, Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout, which includes Claire Lynch and the Cox Family and Kenny and Amanda Smith, as well as many others. And addition to The Undertow, which is also Rick Lang and Rick Lang's friends performing on that one. That a brand new, pretty much, just came out in March. You have one more tune you can play for us to help us get in the flavor of the Christmas in New England tour?
I will. I think this is a tune that I wrote actually for the tour, for the show, and we performed this 2 or 3 years at the shows. Like most people, it's easy to understand that in the Christmas season, the jingle bells and the sound of bells is a big part of the whole Christmas spirit in the Christmas season, wherever you go. So I decided I wanted to write a song all about the Christmas bells, and they're part of the whole spirit of Christmas. So I made up the song called Hear the Bells. Bells, bells, hear the bells ringing in the distance, the sound you hear in the air. They're the bells of Christmas. They're the bells of Christmas. Go hitch up the horses, boys, put on your warmest clothes. Hear the jingle jangle as we're gliding through the snow. Bells, bells, hear the bells ringing in the distance. Sound you hear in the air. They're the bells of Christmas. They're the bells of Christmas. At Christmas time, friends and neighbors come from miles around. When they knock on our front door, you will hear the sound. Bells, bells, hear the bells ringing in the distance. Sound you hear in the air. They're the bells of Christmas. They're the bells of Christmas. On the sidewalks and the streets, the carolers appear. Christmas bells are ringing as they spread that Yuletide cheer. Bells, bells, hear the bells ringing in the distance. Sound you hear in the air. They're the bells of Christmas. They're the bells of Christmas. Every year on Christmas Eve, the old church bell will ring to celebrate the blessed birth of the newborn King. Well, bells, bells, hear the bells ringing in the distance. Sound you hear in the air. They're the bells of Christmas. They're the bells of Christmas.
Rick Lang's appearing in the Christmas in New England concert tour. It's happening at the Glastonbury, Connecticut, Buckingham Congregational Church on December 7th. Then on Saturday the 8th, over in Brentwood at Pilgrim United Church of Christ. That's on Middle Road. And then Saturday, December 15th in Newburyport at Belleville Congregational Church on High Street. Visit ChristmasInNewEngland.net for more details, or visit our folk calendar at nhpr.org. Happy holidays to you, Rick.
Happy holidays to you as well, and I love the program, and thanks for all you do here,
so
for
glad,
all of us.
So glad you're there. This is NHPR. Chance for you to win some tickets. A chance for you to win some CDs from Rick Lang coming up.